KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a clear sky here in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy this afternoon, a high around 78, currently 50 degrees after a low of 48. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. A 22-year-old Kansas man has been charged with vehicular homicide for the crash deaths of four Iowa residents in western Nebraska. Authorities say a car driven by 22-year-old Cesar Cisneros Hernandez of Liberal, Kansas, crossed the center line of U.S. Highway 26 south of Lake McConaughey on July the 1st, striking two motorcycles that were carrying two people each. Authorities say 54-year-old Sheila Matheny and 61-year-old James Matheny from Bedford, Iowa, were on one motorcycle. The other riders were 58-year-old Michael Weiss and 59-year-old Geraldine Weiss, who both lived in Council Bluffs. Cisneros Hernandez remains in the Keith County, Kansas jail. He told investigators that he'd had little rest the day of the crash while driving from his workplace in Sidney, Montana, back home to Kansas. Police in Red Oak arrested a man early this morning on weapon, drug, and other charges. 37-year-old Luke Daniel Reinhart of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 12:10 a.m. in the 200 block of North Broadway Street. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail on charges of carrying a concealed weapon, possession of drug paraphernalia, and violating the conditions of a protection order. Reinhart's bond was set at $2,000. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources has ordered a former Atlantic-based company to pay a $7,000 fine for failure to clean up soil contaminated with trade waste that includes waste oil, antifreeze, fuel, and miscellaneous solid waste. The DNR also ordered Recycling Services LLC to conduct a site assessment and remediation as necessary to properly dispose of all remaining solid waste and contaminated oil. The order was with regard to the company's failure to comply with their National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System, or NPDES, permit. In June of 2015, the DNR received four complaints alleging that stormwater runoff was leaving the property. A subsequent site visit and investigation confirmed the discharge issues. And as of late last month, the DNR said the company had not complied with the order. The company has not been in operation since late 2015 or early 16. You can read more about that order on the same story, a link found there on the website at KJAN.com. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office put out a notice on their social media page Thursday that indicated that there are scam calls going out that will show up on your caller ID that you are receiving a call from the Sheriff's Department. The number that is displayed is associated with the Sheriff's Department fax number. Authorities warn you to be aware of these scams and you should not provide any personal information. They say if the Sheriff's Department had been attempting to contact you, their number, which is blocked, would show private caller or unknown. A Page County man turned himself into the Page County Sheriff's Office Thursday morning. Authorities say 40-year-old Jeffrey Wade Bartles of rural College Springs arrived at the Sheriff's Office at around 10:30 a.m. to serve time for a previous sentence. An active warrant had been issued for Bartles from Page County District Court for violation of probation with bond set at $2,000 cash only. Bartles was booked into the jail for his sentence and will be held until the bond has been satisfied. Sheriff's officials in Mills County say a Nebraska man was arrested just before 2 a.m. Thursday on a warrant out of Pottawatomie County. 24-year-old Joshua John Malik of Bellevue, Nebraska, was wanted for a probation violation. He was also charged with providing false information and failure to have a valid driver's license. Malik was being held in the Mills County Jail on $2,300 bond. And two people, a man and woman, were arrested following a residential burglary that occurred Thursday morning in Council Bluffs. Authorities say 25-year-old Gavin Miller and 25-year-old Mandy Harrigan, both of Council Bluffs, faced charges in connection with the incident that happened at around 8 a.m. Thursday in the 1000 block of 6th Avenue. The victim, 65-year-old Jeffrey Jennings of Council Bluffs, told police that a man and woman entered his residence through an unlocked door. Once inside, the male struck Jennings in the head with a blunt object, knocking him to the ground. As the male continued to assault Jennings, the female demanded money and personal belongings from Jennings. Following the attack, both subjects fled the residence. Jennings was able to provide officers with physical and clothing descriptions of both suspects. Officers located the man and woman matching the description a short distance from the crime scene and identified them as Miller and Harrigan, who were in possession of stolen items from Jennings. Miller and Harrigan were held in police custody at the Pottawatomie County Jail on charges of robbery in the first degree, burglary in the first degree, going armed with intent, and willful injury. Jeffrey Jennings was treated and released at a local hospital for lacerations to his head. In the funeral announcements, Anna Mae Hansen Kramer, age 86, of Harlan, died Tuesday at the Elmcrest Assisted Living in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Anna Mae Hansen Kramer will be today at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Joseph Tigges Jr., age 89, of Dedham, died Saturday at the Friendship Home in Ottoman. A massive Christian burial for Joseph Tigges Jr. will be today at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Dedham. The Sharp Funeral Home of Carroll has arrangements. Pat Cullen, age 59, of Cumberland, died Tuesday at the Greater Regional Hospice Home in Creston. A massive Christian burial for Pat Cullen will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Timothy's Catholic Church, Reno, south of Cumberland. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Peyton Rose Shadden of Atlantic was born and passed away on July 22nd at the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic. A visitation in memory of Peyton Rose Shadden will be held today from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Harry Sand, age 94, of Menlo, died Saturday at the Stewart Community Care Center. A visitation for Harry Sand will be tomorrow from 10 a.m. to noon at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Chester Town, age 77, of Cumberland, died July 26th at the Exira Care Center. A visitation for Chester Town will be tomorrow from 10 a.m. to noon at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Robert J. Anderson, age 83, of Exira, died July 29th at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. Funeral services for Robert J. Anderson will be on Monday at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Brayton. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has arrangements. Beatrice Wright, age 92, of Panora, died July 27th at the Guthrie County Hospital. A visitation for Beatrice Wright will be on August 10th from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Lakeside Village in Panora. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has the arrangements. And Avery Michael Chapman, the son of Ashley and Michael Chapman of Walnut, was stillborn July 29th. Services for Avery Chapman are currently pending. A benefit auction to assist the family with medical bills will be held August 19th at Emma Jean's Restaurant in Walnut. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca is in charge of the arrangements. That is a check of our news this morning on KJAN, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.